Our tail end is better now than they used to be.
In terms of batting?
I hope so.
Look, I think one thing which has changed because of the throwdowns, I personally feel that...
You said tail enders, you're like, in batting?
Otherwise, I would have said bowlers.
In terms of like overall skill, fielding, what exactly were kind of...
Tailenders mean batting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because I was somewhere else, I would say. So, like, I think with a lot of throwdowns, that has now become possible to kind of work on your second skill also. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, earlier, you were bowling more to the batters. You never had that luxury of facing quality bowling in the nets. But with the throwdowns, that becomes a possibility. You get a window.
So that makes sense. That's the logical answer. Do we all agree that's the logical answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tailenders batting averages haven't gone up in about 150 years.
They haven't gone up?
No. They've stayed pretty much level the whole time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to me.
But just the approach has changed. Before, they take time to get to the same average score. Now they take less time to get to the same average score.
Well, I think if you go back and watch old tailenders, they're more sloggy than they are now. Tailenders now look better technically.
Hmm.
Right? And they're better at staying in for the guy at the other end.
Yeah.
Right? But we had... Do you remember Murali, Stuart Clark, who else would you put in there? Stuart McGill, all the Stuarts. We don't get many of those kinds of tailenders anymore that just come in and close their eyes and swing, right? And yet what we get now is more trained tailenders who know how to hit and find their areas. I don't know why that branch has suddenly decided to just attack Rob out of nowhere, but it has. That's just part of the show.
Yeah.
It's one of the creatures of this show. But so what you're saying, again, I think makes logical sense, but it doesn't really back up when you go back and look at some of the... Oh, tailenders used to back away from their stumps and swing.
Yeah.
Right? Or you had the sort of Matthew Hoggard guys who never played a shot ever. Mm. Cool Deep would be a modern example of that. Mm. But it's just weird to me that I think what it says is no matter how much you help people who can't bat, it doesn't actually change the fact that they cannot bat. Right? Yeah. Like, you can give them all the techniques in the world. There must be a reason why... Like, how much training do you think you would have to get, not you, how much training would you think Robbie would have to give Phil Tufnell in order to make Phil Tufnell, like, not a number 11?
So England tried that. It was part of the Andy Flower stuff. He gave every batsman had what they called a buddy, right? Yeah. So every batsman had to be teamed up with a bowler and they had to practice their batting with that person. This was part of England, to be fair, to that lot when England became the number one side in the world in Test. A lot of it was just trying to find these, call them one percenters, but it's lower than that. But these little things to make you all better. Mm. It did work to some extent. You get people that turn up. Chris Martin is famous for what people forget with Chris Martin, who averaged how many? Deepak? Four or something? He was proper hopeless.
But
he decided 1.75 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's two.
Denny Morrison and Chris Martin kind of competed for that
Chris Martin is known as probably the worst ever at batting. He was not out.
Denny Morrison also, right?
Chris Martin.
Denny Morrison was fine by the end. He just made a lot of dunks.
He scored runs in his
time. I mean, I say fine. I mean, compared to those guys.
McGrath?
So,
six in Test match cricket.
McGrath ended up making Test 50s, right?
He made a 50, yeah.
So at the end of the career, yes.
And you look at Mohammad Shami as well and Jimmy Anderson. I do think there's an element of if you play professional cricket for 15 years, you'll probably be...
But Chris Martin didn't get that, did he? Could he not see? So the thing that people forget about Chris Martin, half of his Test match innings, not out.
Is it?
Because the other guy had to just go absolute turbo mode because they knew he was going to get out any second.
Like, 2.36 he averaged in Test cricket.
Yeah, but one thing I'm not able to understand. Like
52 not outs.
If we look at
53?
52 not outs in 102 Tests.
If I was Chris Martin, I'd be going around pubs telling people that. Hey, 52 not outs in Test match cricket. This guy. And like, I was a bowler.
Yeah, like the brand.
Average two, but never mind.
But you get my point. So I do think Martin probably is not the best example. I don't think Chandrasekhar ever would have got good
at
batting.
In white ball cricket, we see almost all the teams having batting till 11, right?
What's gone though is first
to 11.
Most of them.
England
right?
wanted it in ODI.
Like Prashant Krishna.
Most of them, I said.
Don't know if they do bat to 11. I just think that's a thing we say.
With England, I've seen somebody like Rashad coming at number 10, 11, who has a...
Yeah, but England dropped their bowlers specifically to have that team.
Oh, maybe they're an outlier.
Yeah. Like Australia has Lyon and Hazelwood at 10 and 11. That's a good 10 and 11. But you don't expect Hazelwood to make any runs, do you?
Yeah, exactly. He's almost.
And Lyon's been playing cricket for 16 years and has just become acceptable with a bat, right? Yeah. He was the number 11 for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, Matt Henry, I love Matt Henry, but Matt Henry might be the last of the dirty sloggers in world cricket, right?
I have travelled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things: the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
I want more. One of the beauties of cricket, which you're trying to get out of it with your nonsensical views on the future, but one of the beauties of cricket is you genuinely have people with no skill in one area facing the absolute best in their skill, right? So you have a bowler who is unbelievably good facing another bowler and bowling at him. I want to see Phil Tufnell coming out to bat. He doesn't know which way round to put his helmet on, right? He just comes out. He can't see. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's probably drunk. And he's standing there facing...
Allegedly.
Ask Phil Tufnell. He's probably drunk. That 95-mile-an-hour bowler is coming in to take his head off. Yeah. I want to watch that, right? You don't get that in any other where you have people who are completely inept playing against the best. Don't take that out of the game, Jared. You want that out of the game.
I do. It's
for their own brilliant. Personal safety, though.
Yeah.
Wear a helmet. You're allowed to wear a helmet now.
I'm with you. Yeah, I do think it's great.
Professional sports.
I've written a lot of stuff on number 11s over the years. And one of the greatest moments in cricket history is Mike Whitney, who was one of the worst bats of all time, facing Richard Hadley and surviving in that over. And I do think it's great.
Do you know where he ended up? He was a referee on International Gladiators.
Yeah, I know. Mike Whitney, do you know what Mike Whitney did? This is a good story for Robbie, because this is a potential job for Robbie in the future. Mike Whitney's job after cricket is he would go up to people in the street and offer them $50 to put a spider on them.
What?
That was...
How is that a job?
It was a TV show, and he would go up and he'd be like, can I put a snake in your mouth? It was all this sort of stuff.
Mike Whitney did
anyway,
that.
I'm just saying...
Robbie, he's a funny guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a character. But to go back to where we were. No, you're right. I think if we have subs, obviously that disappears. And we do lose something in cricket if we go in that direction. However, there is an element of sometimes when you're watching tail enders, it does feel like some of the most pointless moments of your life as well. It can go in both directions. It's one of those things we always remember when it's really exciting and we forget, you know. I mean, how much of my life have I had to watch Jason Gillespie, Matthew Hoggard, or Kuldeep Yadav
right?
not hit the ball anywhere?
Kuldeep is averaging 40, I think it's 43 balls an innings in test matches. Yeah. Now, that could be massively important for his team. Mm. If you're batting, Robbie, and you've got, you know, somebody that can't score any runs at the other end, and you're on 58, and you might get a test century, you want the other guy there blocking, don't you? Yeah. To give you a chance, right?
He's done that.
I think you can teach people who are pro sportsmen to get to a level where they shouldn't get out. But the other thing that's totally gone out of the game, when was the last time you saw somebody successfully play for a draw for a day?
Yeah, that is interesting.
And it used to be just brilliant fun.
That's not going to happen in test cricket anymore.
It just happened recently, though. West Indies, New Zealand.
That was a good one. Were they six down?
Yeah.
They batted for a day and a half or something?
Yeah.
That was one of those freaky
news. He's always going to find my money.
Yeah, I don't know why you would say that in front of Deepak. All right, so in 1950s, number 10 and 11 averaged 9, and then it was 12, 10, 11, 9, 9. Last decade, it was 11, and this decade, it's 10.3.
But like this
so it's
decade,
actually the more professionalism that's coming into the game. So I've got a question for you specifically. Does that just mean now, if you're a tail ender, you're obviously going to be a limited batter, right? In the old days, they probably weren't passing messages around of how to bowl to Jimmy Anderson or how to bowl to some Zahir Khan or some random bowler, right?
Zahir Khan could bat.
Yeah, but a random bowler.
Yeah, okay.
You come into a game now, my guess is you have the buddy system, which I think the Australians brought in ages ago. You get your own batting coach now if you're a tail ender, right? You might even have your own personal coach helping you, but you also have Jasprit Bumrah looking at footage of you on the phone and knowing exactly what your weaknesses are.
Like,
so I'm wondering if it's just like a it's stayed equal, the numbers, because even though, what I'm actually saying here is I think tail end batting is better than it's ever been before, but bowling to tail enders is probably also better than it's ever been before.
Fair point.
And to be honest, in the last one decade, the overall batting averages have gone down even for the top order, right?
Yep.
It's significantly.
But it's mostly, that's all new ball dependent. So the middle order batting hasn't gone down. So if it was everyone going down, I see where you're going with this, but yeah, I like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it is a harder era. But it's just funny because I think we all reflexively, everyone, you hear commentators say it all the time. Mm. It's so much easier for tail enders now. Look at their technique and everything. I'm like, they're still not making any runs. Like, I think there is, we've had this conversation a lot about the Chahal thing, right? Or the Imran Tahir. I've told you my Imran Tahir story, haven't I, before? So I saw him play. It was the final game of the county season in 2008 or whenever it was I moved to England. And it was a big game. So we all went down because we thought that this was going to be the title winning game for the county that year. And I watched him bowl and he was beautiful. I think he took a 5-wicket haul. I was just like, who is this guy? How has he not been playing more professional cricket before? And then I watched him field and I went, I understand why he may not have come through the system as well as everyone else. It looked like every part of his body was made of cymbals.
Yeah.
Like balls were just clanging off him in every direction. You watch him run to here now, and he can move, and he can field. His hands are okay. He's never going to be a good fielder. And I think we see that with the, let's call that the Glenn McGrath batting arc, which is similar, right? Where you start off, when Glenn McGrath started, it honestly looked like he was going to be the worst batter ever. Mm. By the end of his career, he wasn't even a bad number 11, right? Exactly. Trent Bolt, I would put in a similar kind of arc to that, right? So we know that people can improve over time, but when it comes down to it, there is something fundamental that the numbers, let's say 10 and 11, can't do. Like, they're not picking the ball up right. They're not watching it out of the hand right. Whatever it is, there must be a reason why this line stays really level.
Yeah, I think you were onto it. I think today they are batting better, but there's a lot more information about this and videos about them as to where they're susceptible and the bowlers taking advantage of that.
Can I ask you a very important question? Who is the worst batter you've ever played with? Come on.
I can't think of
one. Is Chahal up there?
No.
I don't think Chahal's that bad with the bat. He's worse with the field, isn't he? I wouldn't say he's that bad with the bat.
He's a worse fielder than the batter.
Okay.
You must have played with someone bad.
What about somebody who is absolutely hopeless with the bat, Manav but they
Patel,
stuck around and helped
like
you?
Yeah, I was thinking Manav.
That they stuck around and helped you score a 50 or 100 or whatever.
Who's the worst you've seen bat, do you think? Is it Martin?
Brett Dorey. Pretty bad. He's like 9-foot-6. Do you remember him?
The Western Australian guy, yeah, he was.
When he came out to bat, you know, they say it looks like he's got a toothpick. It looked like him actually bending down low enough to play a cricket shot was way too difficult.
Mohammad Imran could be one of those guys.
Yeah.
The tall, fast bowler.
The Pakistani bowler.
Yeah.
Mohammad Imran.
His batting is comedy bad, but his fielding is even worse.
Yeah.
Because it takes him like 45 minutes to get down. Do the long barrier.
Yeah. Oh, I like the kind of spinners. I'm just trying to look up Brett for it. Brett Dorey's first class batting average is 15. You need to look down a camera and
sorry,
apologize.
Brett, but when I watched you in ODIs, you didn't know which. You couldn't bend down far enough to play cricket shots.
I kind of like the wacky spinners, like that sort of McGill, Murali, Tufnell.
Murali plays great shots in his time.
Yeah, but
his hand-eye coordination was amazing.
Yeah, because
Monty belted Murali, didn't he?
Yeah, I never thought Monty was as bad.
And he probably surprised himself by
that. At my university, he opened the batting and they had people that actually play county cricket. I mean, it was a county.
Yeah, I don't think Monty was that bad. He was just, like, technically, Monty's kind of like the C-grade version of Rabada.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Where you look technically and you're like, he looks like he can bat. He's just not hitting the ball.
The batting arc and everything is decently impressive, I would say. Yes. Really C-grade. Rabada is actually a very good analogy, I would say.
I've never been more disappointed in you, though, that you just couldn't throw someone under the bus there.
He never bites.
Who's the worst fielder you've played with? Who's the worst person you've played with?
Jared
Who's
Kimble.
The worst person in combo?
Deepak Joel. Deepak Goel Joel.
I almost had my moment today.
And that's a cut. Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.